Then the next question is, when do the poems get written down? And that's a very difficult question again, because as Nietzsche pointed out, the Greeks were not interested in written texts, and so they don't tell us about them, even if they existed. So we have to think about early scripts of the Iliad as scripts or scores, a little bit as we might think about scores for music, which are there but are uninteresting. People want the performances, want to listen to music, and in the same way people want to listen to the Iliad, even when text actually existed to help the performers mostly. What do we know then about the context of performance would be the next question, and I think that the first historical context about which we know something is the great festival in Athens, where they put on the guests that they could think of, and where there was a decree that said Homer and Homer only should be recited in the correct order at this festival, which is called the Panathenaea. And there we are on safe ground, even though we don't know exactly what Homer and Homer only meant in the 6th century BC. But there we do have some sense that, if you like, the organization of selecting these poems for these other possible songs.